All right, I'm going to try to not.
You ready, Dave? Because you had a spaz attack.
He hasn't looked at you yet. We have a very special guest that just sat down with us, and he has not even made eye contact with you yet because he is such a fan. Okay, Dave, I'm going to let you do this because I know you want it so bad.
I'm just saying, big bad boy that does, sports radio and football and all that. And I swear on my two children, 9 and 8 years old, this is about to be probably my favorite interview.
Oh, come on.
I swear on all
that
is
holy.
I was 9 years old sitting with my mom and dad in the living room, and it was really my first exposure to the Olympics,
right.
Summer Olympics, L.A., yeah. And all I think of when I think of Mary Lou Retton, it's two numbers. It's a 1 and a freaking 0 after it. And to me, she's my favorite Olympian of all time. She joins us right now.
You're so sweet.
How are you?
Did you have my Wheaties box?
I have your Wheaties box. Yeah. It's at my mom and dad's right now. I have your Wheaties box. And my cousin Courtney was actually she was a gymnast. She spent a lot of time down here. She ran into you quite a few times, and she ended up getting hurt and being an alternate on the diving team. She made the transition over.
Yes.
But that's the other thing is sometimes, and this is before I got into radio, when you have heroes and then you hear from independent sources that these heroes you have are actually really good people. And it kind of follows it up, and I've never heard anything bad about it.
Oh, my God, you're just over your
just
face.
Saying. It's Mary Lou freaking Retton, okay. Man. What do you want from me? Okay,
she's amazing. Jeez. I have a question because, Mary Lou, I'm going to stand up, okay?
I'm going home.
Oh,
I'm
my
gonna
stand God. Up.
So here's my question to you, right?
Right to the breast. Right to the breast.
You know what? A lot of men are okay with that. That's why. So
we got to get a picture.
I have to ask you this question because this is ridiculous. I get asked all the time how tall I am or what sport I play. I always answer gymnast, and I always answer 5'3". And people are like, "Wow!" Until they realize because they're expecting some big number. And I always because it's like the craziest thing to have people constantly. Does this happen to you? Do people come up to someone and be like, "How tall are you?"
Yes.
You know, all the time,
every day, every day.
God. So it's not just like super Amazonian,
super tall.
Women. Okay,
no. And I do the same thing.
Yeah,
volleyball.
Yeah.
And I'm 6'2". Yeah.
Right.
I do the same thing.
Good. So we have the same approach to
absolutely.
It. Just a little.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up. You're here with Cold Stone Creamery.
Yes,
you tell
I
a little
am.
Bit about that. And
best way to a woman's heart.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
I'm telling you.
I co-sign on this.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. You want to take me out for some ice cream?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Don't tease Mary Lou. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Cold Stone, baby.
30.
Come on.
What is your favorite thing there? Because I know I always
can't concentrate. Go ahead.
I know. I have a couple favorites, but I always go for like the sweet cream and something like people do like the elaborate, like you know,
I'm
and all
you.
The mixers and stuff. But I'll like either do cookie dough or what is it like the Twix bars?
They got the cake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I do the sweet cream with some strawberries.
Oh,
I just like
man.
It simple and
yeah.
fresh and
gosh.
Light.
Well, Cold,
love it.
Cold Stone's also a proud sponsor of the Wounded Warrior Amputee Football Team Super Bowl 51 tribute. Mary Lou, you're going to be out there. Later this evening.
I am
Houston.
With Simone Biles.
That's right.
We're doing an appearance out there. Oh, look at ice cream.
We got the ice cream. We're set.
But, you know, I'm so just kind of humbled by the amputees. And you see the Wounded Warriors just walking around here. And people throw the, you know, American hero thing out at me all the time. And I cringe because I'm not the hero. Those dudes are the heroes. Sacrifice their life, their limbs for our country and for us so we can sit here and do what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
we, Katie and I, a couple years ago, playing, they're doing football tonight, we played a charity softball game against the Wounded Warriors out in Sacramento, and I'll tell you.
They absolutely whipped our ass.
They sure Mary Lou, they beat our asses up and down the field. It was ridiculous.
Oh.
Such a great cause.
Yeah.
Oh, it really
and
is.
Great attitudes, too.
Their attitudes are just contagious, and they're so inspiring, honestly. Maybe I can be a little secret running back.
They're not going to catch you.
Give me the ball.
Can you, all right, I'm going to geek out. So,
wait, hold on. This
prepare
is going to be you geeking out?
Well, I
I've never heard you use a guest's first name as much as you have in this interview. You just love saying it, which is fine.
I've been in this business for almost 18 years now, and it's just when you grow up and you watch people, they're larger than life, which no pun intended. They really are, and you know, and all the stories, just beyond the Olympics. Like for example, Bella Caroli and his wife, and the whole system down here. You talk about American dynasties, and that's something that I don't want to say is going away, but changing a bit now. How important was that for you?
It was everything to me. Yeah. I mean, I'm the youngest of five. From a small little town in the hills of West Virginia. I'm a hillbilly from West Virginia. I truly am. A coal miner's daughter. And Bella Caroli had defected from communist Romania back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. He saw me at a competition in Reno.
Reno.
Wow. And he says, so he comes up to me and he says, Marilou, you come to me and I make you that Olympic champion. Yeah, exactly. That's what I did. I started laughing. I'm like, things like that didn't happen to people like me. Not at all. But it did. And, you know, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. So I moved from West Virginia, moved down here to Houston, and that dream began.
The Rhett and Flip. Is that just something?
He legitimately knows everything about
now
you.
Now you're scaring me.
Like, you should be. I'm not like freaky, like pictures of you in my drawer fan. I mean, I just.
You're not trying to use her as a lampshade.
No.
Right?
I mean,
the Rhett and Flip.
It's such a crazy move. And now, I've always wondered since I was a kid, and this is going to sound like a really stupid question, but is that something where you're trying so much stuff in practice that it's just kind of a trial and error, and you're like, oh my God, here's this crazy move, I'm going to do it. Or was that something you drew up? Really?
Very good.
Bam. Yeah.
Wow.
Love it.
Bella.
Love
I'm
it.
I'm telling you. Yeah. No, it was actually a mistake.
Really?
It was actually a mistake, yeah.
It's a good
and
mistake.
It was a great mistake. And that's how it came about. Absolutely.
And here we are 33 years later. Are you still able to, I know, right? Oh. Me too. Are you still able to, not recall memory-wise, but are you ever able to recall the emotion, get the shudders, get the butterflies, whatever it may be, from when you stuck those landings and the crowd went wild and you saw the score? Are you still able to recall that feeling?
Absolutely.
That's so
Bella,
awesome.
Bella would tell us prior to those Olympic Games, he says, it's the opportunity of a lifetime to compete at an Olympic Games in your home country. I didn't know what that meant.
Right.
We were at Poly Pavilion, baby, UCLA.
Yep. Yeah.
And the whole, all of Poly was USA. The flags, the signs, red, white, and blue. And as an athlete, I would take from that momentum, that energy. And to be able to know that I had to be perfect on the vault, knowing that everybody was behind me in that arena, and then doing it, the place erupted. I mean, it erupted. It was amazing. Amazing moment to be able to do it on American ground. Yep. The most proud moment of my life, other than giving birth to my four kids.
Well,
other than that.
That was okay,
they might
too.
Even, they might even give you a pass on that.
I think it was the most proud moment of my life, and I have two kids. There's a lot of people out there. That's literally their favorite American Olympic moment or moments.
Aww.
I think there's a lot of people listening right now that feel the same way.
I do have people probably daily that will say, because back in that generation, it was only on one network.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, live. Yep. Like, people came in and people will say, I remember where we were that summer of 1984. We were at the beach.
Yeah.
We all came in to sit down and watch you compete.
Yep.
It's special. It was a different time back then. We were true amateur athletes. You know, I won 5 medals. We didn't get paid for our medals.
Yeah.
It was truly for doing it for the love of the sport.
Competing.
Yeah, yes, competing.
Competing, having that competitive nature.
Yes, I want to lose it now. I have to win at everything. I got pissed off because I was swimming and some old lady was lapping me. I'm serious. And I'm like going like this.
Yeah.
And she was just smooth.
Yeah.
Just
kicking Mary Lou Retton's ass up.
Yeah. You sound like the type of swimmer I am as well, just horrendously bad. And it's supposed to be easy and good. body and all this stuff, and I'm in there just slicing away at the water, like look like I'm like someone, like someone's taking me down, like
that's
you can't
me.
See. Yeah,
that's
it's
me.
Bad. Yeah.
That's me.
Well, there was, you know, when you go back through history, whether it was Simone Biles, who will be at the Wounded Warrior Amputee Football Team Super Bowl 51 tribute with Mary Lou later tonight here in Houston. With Cold Stone Creamery, whether you look at her, whether you look at Carrie Strug, you know, for me and I think for a lot of other people, and by the way, big hat tip to Nadia, but
yeah.
when you think about American Olympians, right there at the top of that list is you. So we appreciate
you
sitting with us. And,
I had a lot of fun, guys.
Hey, have fun tonight. Okay?
Yeah, this
you,
is
I
the
will.
Most fun you're going to have all day, by the way.
I believe it.
We'll break. We're back in 5 minutes. Radio Row coverage continues. Thanks to Jiffy Lube right here on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.